Fit from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
Now, last week when I was doing my grocery shopping at Coles, there was a bit of an incident of supermarket rage.
Okay, now this is like trolleys clashing
or buttons falling? No, this guy actually saying, I went to the 12 items or less. The lady called me through with my trolley because they were busy. And he's called me, I must be dumb blonde because I couldn't read, and fed it to me at Coles.
Called you a dumb blonde?
Yeah, he was old. Like, I didn't know what to say to him.
That's half the problem.
What? He was old.
He might have been colorblind. I don't know.
Yeah, and he was real. I explained to him, lady, doesn't matter, you shouldn't. I went, and he got really snappy, and I was really upset about it.
But checkout chicks do this early. And I know what area you're talking about. It's like with a dartser, the cube box thing where they all
and
sort of work.
And she was standing there doing nothing, and everyone else was busy. She goes, oh, just come on through here, just trying to help out.
See, I would go off. I'd be like, pull your head in, mate.
When it happened, I did think of you, thinking, God, if Bryce was here, it'd be on.
Mark, have you been involved in an argument in a supermarket?
I have. I was asking these people if they wouldn't mind moving because they'd stopped in the middle of the aisle and having a chat. And I just go, hey, guys, can I get through? And they looked at me as if I was some kind of alien, and how rude was I for asking? And I've just gone, oh, come on. And anyway, we ended up saying, having a bit of a blue, because I said, guys, you're holding up everyone. You're blocking the traffic. And they went, look, we're right to show up here. And I just went on and I went, oh, are you kidding me, right? Have some consideration.
Now, Mark, I reckon when you come into a supermarket, they say welcome or entry. I reckon they should have like a sign underneath it, like saying supermarket etiquette. Like, these are rules. Get on the left side of the lane unless you need to get something from the top right shelf or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Tanya, have you been involved in a supermarket argument?
Yeah, I have, because I once had to be on my phone when I was at the checkout because it's really bad, but I just got a phone call from a family member about another family member being hospitalised. But I had someone behind me actually criticise me about how rude I was for not getting off my phone. And the checkout person was like, no, it's okay, it's okay. And I, meantime, was trying to speak to my mum and I was almost in tears. And I turned to this person behind me and just politely said, can you just mind your own business? And it sort of escalated because they said, they continued to tell me how rude I was. I just said, I'll just, mind your own business. And I apologised to the checkout person. But, I don't know. Like, I get it, that's rude. But in some cases, you just have to talk on the phone.
Sometimes supermarket rage is more than road rage, isn't it?
It's quite serious, yes. I wanted to throw my loaf of bread at her.
Well, those French baguettes can hurt, I'll tell you what. Shannon, how are you?
Not too bad. Doing good. Really well, actually.
Supermarket rage, darling.
Yes.
What happened?
I go to Aldi's and do a fairly large shop because I've got four boys under 10.
Yep.
So I'm at Aldi's and I've got my rather large grocery purchase of two trolley loads, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a guy behind me, and I'm in my work uniform, carry on about how it's people like me that are sending this country broke because
you've got
I have
kids.
Yeah, because I have kids for the welfare money.
Oh.
So you work?
Yes. I own my own business with my husband.
Oh.
Wouldn't you just love to tell some people, Shannon, just to, like, go jump?
Zip it.
And I didn't realise at the time that I was in my uniform, and I've turned around to him and I've looked at him and gone, okay, fair enough, well, at least I'm not like you. And he's turned around and gone, what? And I looked at his trolley and went, well, old, alone, I'm shopping for one.
And, let me guess, this was on a Thursday as well.
Was it pension day?
Was it dull day?
Oh, I couldn't remember, but it was last year sometime.
And she's in the older people, though.
And that's the thing, like, these old, and it's only men, old grumpy men.
Yeah.
They just have nothing going on, so they just take the mickey out of everyone else.
I've
had the same comment from a few women, though, going, oh, are they all from the same father?
Jesus. Wow.
Well, don't let it get you down, darling.
Yeah. Oh, I really couldn't care. They all look like father.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Shannon.
No worries. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.